An extremely hot day has meant a profitable day for John Yoakum.
Go. This one I'm saving, I'm gonna have tea.
Yoakum and his cousin made over $80 in their first hour and a half of business today without too much effort.
I just say like ice cold water $1.
You just say like ice cold water $1?
Yep.
That's the big sales pitch?
Yep.
The sales pitch works for Yoakum and for Red Cross Special Events Coordinator Adam Milstein, who says people listening to the entrepreneurs has been keeping them out of his tent.
Surprisingly for the heat, we haven't seen as many as we were expecting. I think people are definitely being prepared and bringing their water and staying cool.
When people do experience a heat-induced illness, the Red Cross knows how to handle it.
We want to try to cool them down. We have ice packs and our fans here, try to hydrate them. And then HVA can come and start an IV and transport them to the hospital.
Thomas Lott isn't too worried about going to the hospital. He traveled from Florida to sell jewelry at the fair and was a bit surprised when he arrived in Ann Arbor.
It's actually hotter here than it is at home right now.
After seeing the forecast, Lott went to Home Depot and rigged up something at his booth to help fairgoers keep cool.
The hit of the show is definitely the mister. I hope I don't get in trouble for it, but it's for the people, not me.
And he's seen the results.
They're walking around with smiles instead of frowns.
Whether smiling or frowning, Gary Haber has seen a lot of one thing at the Rogers tie-dye studio booth.
I think everybody's just sweating like crazy.
And they'll continue sweating tomorrow. The temperatures are expected to be lower, but Weather Underground forecasts humidity over 50% for the fair's third day. Ben Fried, AnnArbor.com.